The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
We are back, hour two of the National Intel Report on this Friday, 18 November 2016, 800-313-9443. You sitting around wondering what to say? Well, say what you feel. Say what's on your mind. You know, remember a couple of years ago, Brian Williams, NBC Evening News anchor, got caught lying about getting shot up in a helicopter. Wow, everybody went, oh, shame on Brian Williams. Well, that was before Mr. Trump came out and called them all lying medias. I tell you, there is more benefit to this man as president than I think that we even know yet. So people are asking me, well, how kind of president do you think he's going to be? I hope it's a positive one. That's my answer. He's leaning in the right direction. He's picking somebody for the CIA that ain't a bonesman. You know, where they huddle around their little caskets and under the words carved in stone, war. You know, this was the neocon, let's go kill humanity. And by the way, the real object to this exercise is to make a crap load of money and line your pockets and forget about the dead burning pyres of human flesh. That's just the collateral damage in order for us to take the check to the bank. Don't worry about it. They're just subhuman anyhow. They're just ragheads or towelheads or whatever else. Yeah, pay no attention to that. America's great. Well, what does the media get out of this? And what does the media gain out of it? What does it gain out of still vilifying Trump? People are beating up the elderly, the homeless, children. The media says nothing and just continues to promote anti-Trump sentiment, encouraging folks to riot and block highways. It's way too far gone. Even, whoops. I almost read verbatim what was on the line here. Even dumb capital S hit Hillary supporters up here in New York are having to admit that her stuff has gone too far. And why is the media encouraging violent stupidity? And what the... I got a question here. What the hell is Obama doing going to Europe and Germany and talking with my... I mean... Shouldn't he be over here promoting more division? Why doesn't he just come back to the United States and just tell all the blacks, well, it's all or nothing, you better riot now and take it all back? Instead of this guy saying that, look, we got a new president and abide by the fact that he got elected and go home. I know a lot of you are going to have to turn down the paychecks you're getting from George Soros, but hey, you know, quietly, I think the economy might improve next year. So if you're really worth your salt, you know, why don't you go out there and make some applications and get a damn job and shut the hell up? The reason I can guess at is the fact that the majority of the mass media was trained in Quantico and the CIA. Now, the CIA has a program actually to train folks to be media people. Then they give them fake identities, send them abroad and to return here and report news, thus making propaganda. Legally, sorta. It's a donkey show, so they can just say they did not break the law in advancing propaganda to U.S. citizens, but they break the law. At this point, Mr. Oblio, there is no point. Just a well-funded family still fighting New World Order causes to advance a New World Order agenda at the expense of you and I and even themselves. But they're too stupid to comprehend that one. An agenda is being pushed to usher in an idiotic globalist guidestone idea. They want their way like a child throwing a temper tantrum. There is no point anymore, and now they're just flailing and crying and making a scene in an attempt to circumvent authority. This is why we lost all confidence in the media. It's a house of the CIA, New World Order lies, NBC, CBS, ABC, MSNBC, CNN, put them all in there, including Fox. You're either dirty, but you can't be a little bit dirty. That still makes you dirty. They've all lost credibility. And they've got absolutely no bona fide credentials anymore. And it seems like they're pissed off about that. And rather than correcting their misbehavior, instead they're just lashing out like little children. The modern mainstream media is absolutely worthless. And until they get their act together, I think Trump has a right to have dinner to himself without them and the right to accept whatever pay he wants for the position he works. By the way, have you heard? Donald Trump, by law, has to make a salary being president of the United States. He is going to take a dollar payment. 25 cents for the next 4 years, folks. Gee, I don't hear anybody complaining that he's using his own money on this one. Well, bottom line here is we're not stupid. The media is. The CIA factor needs to be pulled from the mainstream. Till then, they are nothing but worthless talking heads. How fast does Mr. Comey get replaced? Can you get a betting line in Vegas on that one? I'm just teasing. By the way, I haven't reached my point with you that what do you find humor? What do you find funny? Nothing. Okay, so it's not my failure. Oh, thank God. All right. Mike in Tennessee. Let's go to Mike. Hey, how you doing?
Greetings, John.
Hello.
Just a little bit of a report of some political retribution. You remember back when George Bush, number two, was elected and the Clintons pulled all the W's off the typewriters, keyboards. Well, it started. I'll just say an individual that I'm closely aware of went to get a medical certificate to maintain his pilot's license. And everything went fine. Everything checked out. All the, you know, medical stuff was okay, blood pressure, all that good stuff. And the doctor went into this dissertation about, well, at the age of 55, you should be having a colonoscopy and all this stuff. And the guy promptly said, well, you know, if it wasn't that you would be exposing yourself to cancer because the endoscopes cannot be thoroughly sterilized, that they, in fact, do spread cancers, that it's a greater risk for the test to expose yourself to potential risk than to not do it at all. And being a naturopathic individual, that individual was very familiar with his body and was quite comfortable in not exposing himself to that. And so the doctor wasn't expecting that and wasn't very happy with it. But then, after everything was over, and the guy, you know, thoroughly aware of the federal regulations of what the doctor is supposed to do and not do, then the doctor went into some type of discussion, and the guy said, well, you know, all that's not going to matter here. in another couple of months when Trump takes over, a lot of house cleaning is going to take effect, and a lot of these regulations that are totally unnecessary are going to go the way of the dodo bird, hopefully, and we the people will start experiencing freedom once again. Well, all of a sudden, this doctor pulls out of his hat a regulation that doesn't even exist, as opposed to issuing the certificate, the medical certificate, so this guy can fly or buy a plane or whatever he needs to do. He said, well, I'm just going to defer this medical certificate to Oklahoma and let them decide because, you know, you've got a felony record, and I just don't know about that. I just don't know. Well, in the regulations, the only exclusion for a felony is if you've got a felony including or related to alcohol abuse and drug abuse, or if it had to do with flying. But no other felony.
Wait a minute. Yeah, how does this fit a flying? How does that fit in the category of alcohol or drugs?
In the regulations for getting a medical certificate, the only thing that will kick you out, that will prevent you from getting the medical certificate, is if you have a conviction relating to drugs or alcohol.
Oh, okay, okay, I got you. All right.
They don't want drunks flying planes. They don't want people that are mentally impaired with drugs flying planes. And you know, that's fine. But this individual didn't have a conviction for that. His was for being a political pain in the butt to the old boy network and being railroaded, as it were. And so, you know, and all that was explained. And, of course,
Mike, are you Mike, are you talking about yourself?
Oh, no, no, I'd never do that. No, John,
okay.
Of course not.
Okay.
But the point being is that the doctor, the good doctor, the medical examiner who's, you know, getting paid to do these things and actually got paid by this individual, chose not to approve this and deferred it to Oklahoma. And after contacting Oklahoma, they advised this individual that, well, no, we don't have an actual regulation that the doctor applied or followed, but yet we've just kind of always let them decide if they don't feel comfortable. And I said, okay, so you're allowing doctors to go outside of the regulations, create their own regulation, and deny people the ability to get this medical certificate so they can fly or buy a plane or various other things that you would need it for. And they said, well, yeah, that's just what we do. Therein lies the problem. The bureaucrats have run amok, and they're doing whatever the hell they want to do.
Bingo.
They like.
But see, you understand where this whole attitude came from. You know, I don't know if you heard yesterday's show, but I was going into lawyers that are actually front groups for the communist takeover that we've seen. We've seen it bear its fruit here inside the United States. It is all around us. I'm rather fascinated by all of this.
The London Lawyers Guild, the American Bar Association, the Communist Party of America, they're all one and the same.
One and the same.
And until we clean house, Mr. Trump, we need to clean house of all of these bar card attorneys. We're never going to be able to have freedom again.
Well, Mike, we had wisdom. The founders had wisdom. We had an original 13th Amendment prior to that Civil War that spoke exactly to that issue. It wasn't about 40 acres and a mule. It wasn't about anything else. It was about not having lawyers, people with titles of nobility, into public office. And lo and behold, what happened, Mike, after Reconstruction? Yes, we had to reconstruct. Well, it was more like a consolidation and the middle finger to the Constitution of the United States of America.
Make them all slaves.
Yep. Yep. And this is fascinating. I mean, I grew up during the civil rights movement in this country, if you will. And from time to time, I will remind blacks in a conversation that, you know what, you're still a slave. You think you got emancipated? You think you got rights? I said, no, you didn't. You just got double clutch screwed. That's all you got. And they look at you as if to say, well, You know, I when I make that statement to people, they don't look at me and go, "Whoa, you're a racist." Then I explain to them how we're all in slavery. Black, white, I don't give a damn what your color is. I don't care what your political stripe is. I don't care what kind of cola you drink. Doesn't matter. Here's why you're a slave. And once they start to absorb that, they start to get it. At least the ones, the people that want to think for themselves, that don't want to be this huddled masses connected by some kind of sinew to each other, that they've got to sit down and cry and woe is us and demand more. Like a bunch of pouty little children. Grow the hell up.
A critical thinking man is a dangerous thing.
You betcha.
We need more of them.
You betcha.
God bless, John. Have a great night.
Okay, you have a good weekend. I appreciate it. Nick, next week, we are going to be live Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Of course, we'll be live tomorrow and Sunday as well. But we're going to take a break here for Thanksgiving, make it a long weekend for our board ops. Realize, folks, our board ops don't take vacations. I don't take vacations because I don't have any money for it, but I need them operating the board. And these guys don't get vacations. They steal a couple of days here and a couple of days there. So this is going to cover a couple of different bases. One, I'll be able to make payroll. Short work week. And the other, they'll have some time off. And, folks, we don't pay them for the days off. Okay? You know, I was talking to you about Mike breaking his... the hell did he break? His fibula. And... what's the other bone down there in the lower leg? Tibula. There we go. At any rate, we don't have hospitalization for our people here. They're independent contractors. But there's no money in the till for anything. That's how close to the vest we run this. And I'm saying this to reinforce and demonstrate to the listeners of this network that when we do fund drives or we ask for donations, you can guarantee that debt money is going to be used wholly, solely, and strictly for this network. No fringe. Nothing. Somebody asked me, well, what are you doing for Thanksgiving? I said, the same damn thing I'm doing for Christmas. Nothing. Can't afford to. My present is this network operating every day. That's my gift to myself. Fred in Michigan. Hello, Fred.
Good evening, John.
Hello.
The Constitution, and before I get into that, when you mentioned the National Lawyers Guild and the ABA and British Accreditation Regency, emanating all out of Rothschild, Bank of England, very old England.
The Jews!
Pardon?
The Jews!
Yeah, thank you. Yes.
By the way, before you continue, Fred, and I'm coming up on a break, I'll give you the time. But people are starting to listen to us because we have been right about every other damn thing. This Zionist problem we seem to have is not such a far-fetched, how should we call it, conspiracy theory anymore.
In fact, John, the term conspiracy theory originated with CIA.
That's right.
Document 1035-960.
I didn't know there was an actual document on it. Seriously.
Yeah, there is. 1035-960, 1967. Just like I've got memorized, John, the Infrastructure Privatization Act, Executive Order 12803 from George H.W. Pappy, Skull and Bones,
Bush. And you know what? And let me make a point here, Fred. When people hear that, they think, well, what's wrong with that? You know, the government doesn't manage things that well, and it's a bureaucracy. They spend ten times the amount of money to do what's necessary. Right. So when people hear that, it was kind of like they baited them with... reproductive rights. You got the right to say what to do with your body. That's how they sold the abortion. Hang on a second. Got to take a 3-minute break. 800-313-9443. Okay, don't go to sleep yet. The show's not over. Open phone.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with three shots from the rear and one shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Billie Holiday sang that song years and years ago. I'd like to get the version of Billie Holiday, set up sound stages in every inner city in this country. Let's do a little propagandizing ourselves. God bless the child that's got his own. You don't get to take from somebody else and claim it's a right. Holy mackerel. Sorry, Fred, go ahead.
That is great music, John. Really, truly. That voice sounded like maybe Steve Miller, the Steve Miller Band.
Blood, Sweat, and Tears, first album.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Thank you. Yeah, and I also like your Stevie Winwood theme music. That's really good, too.
Yeah, I'm just one of these guys that, I'm just old kind of rock and roll, you know.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. Yeah, that's my wavelength for sure. Thanksgiving, a time for counting our blessings. Relative to RBN broadcasters, next to your voice, Brother Sage Q. Lark in Texas, that voice is quintessential radio, and a year ago when he was subbing for Jan Ervin, who also has a magnificent broadcast voice and a magnificent, investigative talent. Lark, the week of Columbus, so it'll be 12th through the 16th last year on RBN, did an absolutely masterfully scholarly presentation on all things Talmudic communitarianism subterfuge. And I mean, it was absolutely captivating, man.
And just for the
Fred,
just for the benefit of the listeners out there, what were the dates on that?
12 October through 16 October 2015.
Okay, can you check?
It was Jan Ervin to broadcast.
Can you check and see if we got that in our archives? Yeah, I want to make sure. All right, go ahead.
And so Lark recently, in one of his stellar contributions on RBN, and by the way, Chris Hinckley, I think, is a protege of Lark. Lark mentioned this guy, Amitai Etzioni. Now, doesn't that have sort of a mysterious ring to it, John? Amitai Etzioni. Lark said it means tree of knowledge from Zion. Tree of knowledge from Zion. Well, this guy, he founded at George Washington University the Center for Communitarian Public Policy Studies, or something like that. I may have that last part wrong, but Center for Communitarian Policy Studies, whatever. And he wrote a book called Security First. Security First. And it's all about subjugating all the countries to international Talmudic law, just like The Hague is, just like all the law schools are. In fact, you've never seen a picture of Alina Kagan on the U.S. Supremes. You won't want to see it once you see it once, okay? This woman, as dean of Harvard Law School, she totally extricated all the longstanding tradition, constitution law curricula classes for, guess what, international Talmudic law classes. Alina Kagan, when I look at her, I'm thinking, I got to get a blow-up of her photograph because that would make an excellent downrange target at my rifle range. Same thing with Alan Dershowitz, okay? Dershowitz, Alan Dershowitz. Now, if you ever want to see a humanoid demon, all you got to do is look at Alain Dershowitz, another great downrange rifle target. So that's what I'm looking forward to next spring.
Oh gosh! Oh, how do we kill communists for Christmas? Now I better stop that.
Thank you, Jed.
All right, appreciate the call. Oh gosh, they might think I'm anti-Semitic because I hate orange juice and grape juice, all them Jews. No, really. I ain't got no stinking badges.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
And they are. don't you feel safe and secure when you're inspected, detected? You're accused of being guilty of something until the government vets you and gives you a clean bill of health? We're from the government and we're here to help. It's another thing I expect to be seeing waning in 2017. Because, you know, if we stop killing people in the Middle East for no damn good reason at all, and they're done being pissed off at us, and, well, gee. Or should we have another 14 years of murder and rape and robbery in the Middle East? Is that one of those rhetorical questions that doesn't require an answer? I think it is. Okay, and this is not a joke. I spoke to the man before I'm bringing him on air. And people actually call him Pickles. So Pickles in Utah, you're next.
Well, hello, John.
Hi. I, okay,
I actually
I got to ask, why do they call you Pickles?
Well, it's a family show, John. We can't get into that.
It's a family. Okay. Okie dokie.
I think it is.
Alrighty then.
I don't know. I gave up Wheel of Fortune for your show.
Well, you know, they have DVRs and...
Nah,
okay. All right. Pickles, what is on your mind?
Well, I have the best idea in the world.
Is?
The best idea. No, I can't find it anywhere. I don't think anyone's thought this up.
Okay.
It's right in your face. As a matter of fact, you touched on it this early part of your broadcast today.
And what words of wisdom
He's
did
gonna
I...
come up with it.
What words of wisdom specifically did I speak?
Well... You said just sit back and watch. Now, the interesting thing, yeah, have you ever seen The Apprentice? I've never watched a single episode.
I have not even, I'm with you, I've not seen it, not even once.
But let me tell you what will change the world. Donald Trump needs to turn his presidency into a...
reality show.
You got it. Can you imagine how great that would be?
Well, I think what's going to happen, and I by the way, tonight, I'm not usually in the business of promoting Fox News for anything.
Right.
But there is a show, Sean Hannity has taken the night off, and there's going to be an hour show that Mr. Trump is interviewed. And I don't know if it's BuzzFeed or who it is that's doing the interview, but this guy is pretty much liberal, but was absolutely blown away by Donald Trump, his humanity, who he really is. And all I've seen for the past 2 days on Fox building up to this is this guy just gushing, going, he's the real deal. He's a real human being. So that's going to be
on jumping ship.
I don't know if they're jumping ship or somebody just got an epiphany, but
they want to get on the good side.
But Pickles is going to be on tonight at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on Fox News.
Oh, right.
All right. So anyway,
and also the beginning of next year, I think it's December 1st. They're going to have G. Edward Griffin.
Huh? What? Back it up. What?
Well, they're going to have this global warming debunking conference.
On?
On, like, December 1st or something like that.
On Fox?
No.
Oh, I was going to say. Oh.
No, they're just going to have it. And that's Christopher Monckton. And,
okay.
But you know what? This guy, Roy Spencer, isn't going to be there. He's a climatologist. He, like, designs climate measuring equipment for NASA and... You know, he's pretty outspoken. And he's not going to be there. I'm like, did he die? I was wondering.
Or is he too busy writing children's fantasy books?
But what do you think? Like, Trump can put a camera on his hat. It'll say, "Make America Great Camera Again." You know, there'll be it. And he could go around, and we can see the process of why he can't get this bill passed and why he can't get that one passed. You know, who's standing in his way? And then we can then see him say, "You're fired."
Okay, so what do you think of my idea? Because while the Democrats are trying to find themselves, they figured out that Nancy Pelosi. Now, this is a gasser. I don't. Can you do me a favor? Can you pull up the Democrats and what they have lost? One of the key search words is going to be 1929. They have less and less of everything out there. And I want to get the stats on this because this is pretty interesting. But what did you think of my idea about, rather than getting it twisted through the news, which they are twisted, and we all know that, hell, even some of them are bold enough to admit it. There was one guy, I want to get to that story before the end of the program, he's come out and said, he's a reporter for the AP, he said, all this is manufactured junk. We wouldn't know what a real news story was if we fell over it. But
and
what do you, what do you,
what,
well, I don't know if he does or not, but what do you think about the idea of Donald Trump doing the fireside chat via television much the same way that Franklin Delano Roosevelt did his fireside chats during the Depression when he was president. We only had radio then. But what
will it be like a teleprompter thing?
Well, however he wants to structure it. I'm sure if he wants to deliver a message and not get off subject, I'm sure it'll be on a teleprompter.
People want to see reality. They want to see Donald Trump firing those people.
Well, and you know what? Aside from, let's get off the firing for a second. I'm just saying, for a direct appeal, rather through the filter of the media and the politicians, yeah, and all the spin, that from time to time he gives an update,
that'd be nice.
Yeah, and tell
he should.
Pickles, does anything have to do with you're interrupting your name, Pickles? Is that anywhere?
Part of it.
Okay, good.
Part of it,
okay,
yes.
Good. I'm not losing.
I must refrain.
I see. Well,
no, but make it like a show so we could see every step of the process.
You know, I think the closest we ever got to that was C-SPAN. But even that's even a little bent. All right, Pickles, I've got to run. I got calls. Everybody wants to call in the last half hour. I got to run. We got your idea. Make it a reality show. Put a camera on his lapel. Boy, that would have to pass so many different departments for clearances and, you know, national security stuff. And oh, my goodness. But I'm dead serious. I'm dead serious about him making an appeal directly to the American people, telling him his position, what he's up against, or what interference is being running. I mean, he give him a perfect opportunity to call them liars on a regular basis, distorters, twisters of truth, people with agendas. I don't expect him to come out and say, well, they're all run by communists. No. But I think that's one hell of an idea. That's what happened during the last Depression. Why can't we do it again? Because, you know what? There's greater need nowadays because there's more people in more trouble. And if you don't believe that, start looking at the real stats. 1932, 1933... the deepest, dankest, darkest part of the last Depression, we had 25% of the population out of work. Now it's better than a third. So I think that qualifies. And I would love to see it. I would absolutely love to see it. Chris in Las Vegas. Hello, Chris.
Well, good afternoon, John. And you played the Somebody's Watching Me. Mm-hmm. Intro session, mm-hmm. And I had the occasion to be down at the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department's headquarters records section earlier this week, trying to get the event report for my felony crime victimization at the hands of the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police, the commissioner's zone Nazis, when I was armed robbed, carjacked, Grand Theft Auto, oppression under color of law by, probably 13 to 18 Metro officers, about as many automobiles, two tow trucks, and two zone Nazis.
And wait a minute. This whole thing, they're accusing you of Grand Theft Auto?
No. It's the police that did it. And the zone Nazis. I'm the victim. They stole my car.
Oh, okay. I got you.
A 1957 Dodge D500 two-door hardtop.
Was that the thing that was on bricks that was rusting away and everybody claimed it was an eyesore?
It wasn't on bricks. It had two jacks under the front to relieve the weight of the car off the wide white wall tires, which are pretty expensive to replace.
Right.
However, Occam's razor, I had already come to this conclusion, it was unavoidable that I was being a targeted individual for quite some time. So I was not without some trepidation. I'd gone to the records section, but while I was there having a little chit-chat with a trainee girl who had a gatekeeper watching over her shoulder the whole time, which was no problem. Usually it was a female, sometimes it was a uniformed officer. But well, we were having a little repertoire back and forth, you know, being cordial with one another and polite, and asking about the things in the record and so on and so forth. Well, one time she had done something kind of strange, and she glanced up at another long, gazing glance, like she was trying to make eye contact with her supervisor, overwatcher. But she wasn't able to. And, you know, she went back to something, and then she was looking at something. I'd ask her about the event itself, and she said, well, you know, this is kind of strange. There's the call recorder, the dispatch's entry here, but it's just the event number. There's no delineation of what the nature or anything about the call. Now, I can tell you, if you have a tactically planned event, which this one must have been for all of them to arrive at 8:01 a.m. on that Thursday morning, the 10th of November, 2 days after the so-called election and the day of mourning by the crushed Hillaryites the next day, and then their insane retaliation against Trump supporters and others that are conservatives, apparently. She had mentioned that was very curious, and she hadn't ever seen anything like that before. I told her, why? It didn't surprise me. Then she was looking at my record, and she was going to charge $27 for, which, being the crime victim, I didn't think that was right to victimize me twice, and I thought that was rather extortionate. But nevertheless, she said, and even if you pay it, it's no guarantee you're going to get the whole printout, because there might be things that they don't want you to know that they would redact. You may not get anything for $27, and that's kind of like an unfair deceptive trade practices, isn't it? So anyway, the thing that really struck me as confirmatory of my suspicions was whenever she got her supervisor and she pointed with her right hand at the bottom of the left hand of the screen and pointed her finger across the bottom of the screen and look at this. And her supervisor was watching it. So there was obviously some sort of a text in a banner or a red flag or whatever it was across the bottom of the screen that she was finding anomalous, curious, and worthy of calling her attention to. And then it wasn't long after that that the...
Why do I get the funny feeling I'm being read a bedtime story here?
Well,
Chris,
I wish it were.
You got to speed this one up, my friend.
All right, John. Well, the last thing that happened was the officer came and took my driver's license and disappeared for a while to make copies of it. And right. They gave me my report. I have no wants, no warrants, no felonies, no misdemeanors.
Right.
However, there's something in my database that found very, very intriguing. I'm going to have to do a FOIA request to find out what it is, because I have been apparently targeted for selective prosecution and almost elimination, because they nearly shot me dead. They stole my car out in front of my house in my private yard.
Now, Chris, do you remember, and I hope I got the right person here, I suggested that you contact somebody that actually lives in Las Vegas out there. Do you remember who that was?
Gordon Martinez.
Right. Have you?
I have. In fact, he's also being set upon by his own Nazis over a motorhome in his front yard, which I sent him some law to support his position.
Well, good.
But it's looking like a pattern, practice, and custom of particular selective harassment of seniors and older, experienced law enforcement or patriots, if you will, who are antithetical to the left-wing extremists of the Hillary Clintonites and Harry Reid of the Harry the Red, and they're actually reaching out and selectively prosecuting and persecuting us.
You know, I think Nevada holds the record, even though that it's a huge state with a very small population. I think per capita you got more crooks out there in positions of bureaucracies and wearing badges and anything else than probably anywhere else in the country.
Well, Fred from Wolverine and Art from Philly, I'll tell you, we've got Nathan Adelson here with his Sands Hotel Casino Corporation and Paris and whatever else he's got down there. And so there's a strong influence of the Zionist cabal here, and we're not too bashful about talking about it rather loudly on not only your station but several other stations too. And apparently they're taking opposition to that and reaching out to wreak their vengeance on those of us to shut down our voice of truth, freedom, liberty,
and
see, law, and evidence.
And Chris, this is where you need the other people that are hiding in the shadows out there to well, kind of not have a show of force per se, because that would seem to indicate that, you know, you're going to have Titanic battle, two forces coming together, and it's not going to be pretty. But the people out there in Vegas, you know, this is the BLM, let's kill and maim people and, you know, whatever else. Well, I'm glad you got with Gordon Martinez. And I thank you for your call. Steve in California. Hello, Steve.
Hey there, John.
Hey.
Refresh my memory here. I was trying to figure out, didn't Mitt Romney say some very nasty derogatory comments about Trump?
He was one of the worst ones.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just trying to figure out why would somebody offer him a position or even meet with this man if he slandered his name? I wouldn't give him a job as a dog catcher, for God's sakes.
Well, one of two possibilities. Actually, one of three possibilities. One, as I suggested, that short-time turnaround business stuff he can handle. Now, the second reason may be that Mr. Trump is going to ask him to look into the Veterans Administration, get in there, turn that thing around. Let's find out where the waste is, why they're acting like neo-maxi-zoomed weebies themselves, why they can't treat the veterans, wasting all this money, inefficiency, I don't give a damn, I'm a government employee kind of attitude. Or he just wanted to rub his face in it.
I think the latter, maybe. Well, I don't know. I wouldn't speak to this guy. I wouldn't.
Well, you know, if I could force Mitt Romney to do a decent thing in his life, wouldn't that be sentence enough for him?
Well, he would have to make it up somehow, some way prior showing it. But I don't know. He's kind of a snake.
He's not kind of a snake. But, you know, here again, you know, the legacy, you know, his daddy, he was governor of Michigan there for a while. And, well, Mitt Romney just hasn't seemed to carry on the legacy of the name. So maybe Mr. Trump is going to offer him a carrot, and if he takes it, he gets his reward. Yeah. I don't know.
So was he considering Secretary of State for Romney? Was that the talk?
Well, and that was something that was floated around, but that ain't going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, we just had a corrupt Secretary of State. We don't need another one.
you have to come up with another category for that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was something all unto itself, something we have never seen in this country, at least in that degree.
You know, when you started off the show, you kept going over, well, that's not it, that's not it. I thought you might take the entire two-hour show. There's so much baggage on this woman.
It seemed like it, and like I said, there's the truth and the joke there, and that's what real humor is based on. There's always a grain of truth to it, but when you hear this in this laundry list in a fake little scenario of Trump and Hillary, you know, having a conversation, and as the other caller said, no, there's more. just to hear all of these things. And then she goes home and gets drunk and screams and cries like a baby.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Did you by chance post that on your website, that little joke thing?
Yes, I did.
Good.
Yes, I did.
Thanks a lot, John. Have a great weekend.
Okay, you too, Steve. You know, I mean, so far, and this is what we do know. Let me get up the list here. And Mike Pompeo, he's the new director of the CIA. Michael Flynn, he's going to be the NSA guy, the National Security Advisor. And Jeff Sessions for Attorney General. Now, I think Sessions is going to do a good job because he seemed to be an honest guy. That's how he's always struck me. And I think that's it so far. Oh, by the way, the Trump effect, it's already taking effect. Mexico and Canada has said that, hey, you know, we'll get in there and look at this this NAFTA agreement again. And remember how I used to say this? When Donald Trump was going to be in office, he'd pick up the phone, call the Ford Motor Company and say, hey, look, you know, here's the deal. Don't move your plant down there. Don't invest $1 billion in Mexico. Build your cars here. And what did we hear a few days ago? Ford, no, it's moving its small car production to Mexico. Well, evidently that is not the case. And it was actually Ford that called Donald Trump and says their plant will not move to Mexico and it will remain in Kentucky. So, the Trump effect. Do I hear trumpets? I did get you to smile today. All right. Thank God I ain't got you 5 days a week, man. You'd make me an insecure mess. Ugh. Ty in Wisconsin, we'll make you the last call of the day. Hello, Ty.
Yeah, John, I want to follow up with our call last night. The first thing you said after I was off is that you wish Tex Mars was around. And have you ever had him on your show?
Many times.
Okay. My own personal belief is that people like Tex Mars, Jack Van Impe, John Hagee, all these people that believe that there's a one world order, you know, their interpretation out of the book of Revelation, coming, and that there's going to be a singular man, the Antichrist, that's going to show up in geographical Israel. I believe it's all false doctrine based on the unspiritual interpretation of the Bible.
And I, you know what, Ty? I'm sick and tired of doing people supposedly climbing in the mind of God and proclaiming to know what he's going to do.
Well, guess what, John? It does say in Amos 3:7 that
okay.
Surely...
Here we go again with the Bible passages,
please.
Ty.
Joyce Riley always likes to avoid it, too. John, why don't you let people that claim that they know, might know something bring in some new truths? I'll give you some new thoughts that you haven't heard before in the Bible. What are you afraid of?
Ty, I'm not afraid of anything. I am not a preacher. I am not an ordained minister. I can't sit here. Listen to me. This is the second day in a row you've done this. I cannot quote Bible passages like you can. And when you do, I've got no clue what you're talking about.
But I'm making a frame of reference. When I talk about a singular Antichrist showing up in Israel, you know what I'm talking about. You've heard Tex Mars and other people talk about
that. No, not specifically. Correct? You're making an assumption there, Ty. No, I don't.
Well, I mean, that's the prevailing thought within Christianity. I think most of your audience that are Christians would agree that that is the prevailing thought. My assertion, John, is that the real problem in America is not the New World Order and the Federal Reserve. It's a lack of true spiritual leadership leading people deeper into the presence of God and into prayer. The church has been in such a tight because of what's going on that it's led them deeper into prayer. And I believe that the Lord has given us a season now to get our act.
I don't think the Lord has given us anything. I think this was put on automatic pilot a long time ago. Here's your rule book. Either do it or don't do it. And I'm tired of people proselytizing and predicting and claiming they know the mind of God. What I've learned so far in my life, we don't know squat.
Let me ask you this, John. Can I ask you this question? Do you believe everything's happening for a reason, some things are happening for a reason, or nothing's happening for a reason?
I don't even know how to answer that. Because again,
that's a simple question.
No, it's not. It's a trick question, Ty. That'll do it for us this Friday, folks. Thanks for joining us. Back with you in Monday with another edition of the National Intel Report.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer.
Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.